Hi everyone. The focus of today's session was on embracing the feminine for Women's Day month in South Africa. When I first tuned into all the people who have signed up for this free session and just energetically felt into all of you, my sense was just of various degrees of how we have dimmed ourselves down and dumbed ourselves down. So we've dimmed our light, we've dumbed ourselves, we keep quiet, we suppress. And this is particularly in relation to the feminine attributes within both men and women. We all have the feminine within us. And then what also can happen is that I sense in a few people there's an over-exaggeration of the feminine in order to attract attention, to feel good enough. So there can be a tendency in some of us to play the distressed maiden or the sexy minx, and all of these kind of have an unconscious, they're driven by an unconscious fear of not being safe, not being seen, not being good enough. But it's still not coming from it's not coming from your true feminine essence and truth. Okay. So the focus of the session was enabling us all as men and women to embrace our feminine truth, our feminine essence. And what I mean by that is the part in us that is intuitive, that has that deep feminine knowing and wisdom, that is deeply grounded into the earth, is connected to the body, connected to the emotions, has compassion and connection to others around us, and very creative and sensual. And by sensual, I mean fully present, really experiencing life through all the senses and being very present through the senses. So these are, and the other thing about the feminine is being able to rest and surrender, and also to be in a place of not having to know everything, but to wait, to feel into the answers. Okay, so this is a more feminine way of living, and generally it's very much invalidated by our current day society, and has been for a very long time in the patriarchal type of society we live in, especially actually for men. It's been seen as really not okay to have to express those kind of qualities, but obviously for women as well, so that we've all felt we've had to be men in the way we live and respond. Okay, so the session focused on releasing a fear of showing softness. I then had to balance the thymus gland, which is situated above the heart and it's related to the immune system. So it holds a consciousness of protection, but particularly around heart protection. So we're working with heart protection in relation to intimate partners. So in this case, it would be either the person in your life who is your intimate partner, or the concept of someone coming into your life, like who the one would be, and the ability to be open-hearted, to be fully in your truth with them, and to be open, receptive, which are the more feminine qualities, and bringing in a consciousness of a tendency to be very, or to be able to discriminate so that we can choose the right moments to be open as well. So that obviously we don't want to live with a fully open heart. You know, there does need to be some protection, but to be able to discriminate that from always living in a closed or shut down heart space. And then parallel to that, releasing a fear of being used or taken advantage of. So if I'm soft, if I allow my emotions to be shown or show my vulnerability, people could use them against me, people could take advantage of me and walk all over me. These are belief systems that many of us hold. Just working with that, because actually when we stand in our true feminine power, we're very, very powerful and actually cannot easily be taken advantage of. Linking that to the particular part of the heart called the epicardium, which is the outer protective layer of the heart. So you can see how that's related to heart protection again. And then bringing in a fear of losing the self. So a lot of people tend to live in this masculine because they believe that if they open up to other people and feel what other people are feeling and have compassion, that they would lose their center. But the truth is that if we can embrace the feminine while also holding the strong masculine container, we actually are able to stay in our center far better, and from that place can be open and receptive and can embrace the emotions of others and our own emotions without losing our center. That was all tapped out. I then needed to balance the blueprints of the left and right hemispheres of each of your brains. So what has happened is mostly that as we've evolved, the left brain has become a lot larger than the right brain, and the left brain has to do with intellect and more like cognitive functioning, logical, linear, rational. This is the masculine side. And the right brain, which is the creative and intuitive brain, it has not been as utilized. And so in many people, the left lobe is bigger than the right lobe. And as a result, there's not good alignment in the brain. And this actually parallels the constant battle between masculine and feminine that's within our society as well. So I needed to, I go one of two ways. Either the right lobe is twisted forward and the left is twisted back, or it's the left is twisted forward and the right is twisted back. So I altered the blueprint for both, so that whatever is relevant for you is what's going to happen, just to better align the left and right hemispheres to have better communication between the two and better balance. I then needed to work with the primary feminine matrix of each of you. So this is the... we're born with a blueprint, an optimum blueprint of our greatest and highest self. And there's a feminine aspect to that, and there's a masculine aspect. And then as we grow and go through life, we start to take on belief systems and defenses, and we alter ourselves in various ways to protect ourselves from being hurt, from not being supported, from not belonging, etc. And so I needed, in this case, to shave or clear all the gunk that's started to build up over this blueprint, in order for each of you to better align with whatever your unique feminine primary matrix is, your blueprint, your feminine blueprint. And there's a number of things that feed into the blueprint, and these like tentacles that give information, different kinds of information, or bring different aspects into what that matrix is. And I had to just clear each of those. And for instance, worked with memories that each of you have in your ancestral line of having been persecuted. So this goes back to the witch burning, but on any level of having been persecuted for standing in your truth, particularly for standing in your truth as a woman. And all of us have this at some place in our lineage, so that needed to be cleared. I had to clear the sacral chakra and all sorts of different things that feed into making us better aligned to that feminine matrix without all the rubbish that gets in the way of us being aligned to it. Then I had to work with lymph nodes in the armpits, and this is also around protection. So if you just think of crossing your arms over your heart, and tightly closing you're tightly closing your armpits. The armpits are very related to the heart, and it's where we keep our emotions close to ourselves. So it's a protective gesture. So we're working with that tendency to protect the heart and close ourselves down around our emotions and suppress our emotions. And I link that the lymph nodes to the spleen, and we bring in a consciousness there of release. And then releasing the belief system that emotions are weak. So when we don't deal with our emotions, when we suppress them, then they can hijack us. And of course it also takes a huge amount of energy to suppress emotions. And they can come in, like when I say hijack, it's like they can pop up at the most inappropriate times. suddenly these emotions come out that we've been trying to suppress. When you can actually embrace your emotion and feel them in your body, what happens is they drop away. And then you can actually, you better integrate aspects of yourself. So that you're not living in the shadow so much. You start to live fully in your body. And so this, to be able to just feel and accept emotions is massively healing and empowering. But there's this patriarchal belief that emotions are weak and that we shouldn't show our emotions, etc. So just working with releasing that. And then anchoring, connecting two points within our bodies that communicate. They're one of a number of many different reciprocal points that communicate to enable better communication around the body-mind complex. And these are the mouth to the navel. And the navel is very much connected to the mother. One just thinks of the umbilical cord. So in this case, it was what came up was that the connection to one's feminine wisdom, and this isn't just your intuition. It is lifetimes of feminine wisdom in your ancestry and general, and the feminine wisdom within our collective consciousness. Because this feminine wisdom is vast and hugely powerful, and the way that we connect into it is to try and stop knowing everything. So I know it doesn't make sense, but the masculine is around being able to put everything in a box and label it and know it. The feminine wisdom is around being able to stay in the unknown. It's being able to sit in the emotion, feel the emotion, stay in the unknown. And then from that place, the truth unfolds. The way forward unfolds. Something is created. A form is created. So this is the creative power of the feminine. And this is within men and women. So we're all being called in a big way to embrace this ability to tune into feminine wisdom within us. And then that was the end of the session. All right. Wishing you all the best, and may this serve you well.